Started in January when we learnt that Michael Foley, first British-born astronaut, was going to be on Mir from May until September. We were allotted a time in August to talk to Michael Foley on the Mir space station, but unfortunately because of difficulties that they had and some of the power budget problems up there, this didn't come to pass. So we were then told that we could probably send a few questions that the girls wanted to ask Michael up onto the space station, and in fact those are there with him now. But yesterday we learnt that there was a possibility of talking to Michael this morning as he came over, because he will be coming over on Mir just before the space shuttle launches that will take him back to Earth. And because it will have already passed the US, the radio amateurs there will not be able to talk to Michael and tell him that the shuttle has been successfully launched. And so we're hoping that we can do that this morning. KB5, UAC, GB2SR.
Yeah, go ahead, over.
Yeah, KB5, UAC, R0MIR, this is GB2SR. Hello, Mike, good to hear you, and I hope you're well up out there on Mir. Best wishes from Harrogate Ladies College from GB2SR.
This is Harrogate Ladies College at GB2SR. What's your name, please? Over.
The handle is Richard. Handle is Richard. Over.
Well, Richard, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. I didn't realise that you guys worked 70 centimetres. I look forward to talking to you in the future as well. And do you think you'll be able to talk to us all the way through the first part of the launch window, over.
Yeah, from GB2SR. I hope that that's true, Mike. And you're a very good signal indeed. You're 5 and 9 here, 5 by 9, from GB2SR.
GB2SR, you're breaking through again, and it's a good signal, over.
Yeah, okay, Mike. It was the antenna swinging through the south top stop that was the problem. Mike, the message from the US is that everything is on schedule with the launch. Over.
Okay, copy that. Thank you very much. And guess we'll stand by 3 more minutes, over.
Yeah, it's GB2SR, Mike. Just to confirm, the shuttle has launched. You've come back in strength, and you did get that message. Excellent, over.
And GB2SR, Richard, thanks. If you can keep your eyes on the TV and your ear on the microphone, that would be great. Over.
Yeah, that's fine, Mike. And as I say, everything is fine. Everything is okay. We're still on the phone to Mike, and everything is okay. Over. Negative, Mike.
Still on
negative, still on boosters. Negative, still on boosters. Over. He's now below our horizon. Can you tell him he's now? The boosters have gone, but the boosters have gone, Mike. I don't think you'll be copying. But 7-3, thanks very much indeed for the contact, Mike. Very, very best wishes for your safe return to Earth from GB2SR Harrogate Ladies College. Okay, well, that was obviously a very, very successful contact, particularly from the girls' point of view, getting a question across. But I think the main thing was that we heard back from the States that was a world first, in that we were the first people to tell on board Mir, the spacecraft, the fact that the shuttle had launched and had launched successfully tonight to rendezvous with Mir and, of course, bring Mike safely back to Earth. So we all look forward to a successful end of the mission. Well, the main thing was that it was only yesterday lunchtime that we knew about this. Everything had to be put together within just a few hours, and compared with the last times when we talked to both Helen Sharman and also the space shuttle, in this time we had no preparation time whatsoever. We gave, actually, the chance of success today around about 10%. That was all. And it was really quite amazing that it came over so well. It really has been a fantastic exercise for the girls, and I'm hoping that it's going to encourage, obviously, more to enter amateur radio in the college. That'll be really good.